After a minor kerfuffle, we just make sure.
Again, you should just cut these things out. Like,
okay, we can cut this out.
Let me practice, though. So I'm here. I should have practiced this ahead of time. Damn it, this is going to be tricky. Normal voice, Sato, I think it's called in music and stuff. This is my Sato voice. This is my, I don't know any other musical terms for this one.
This is your legato voice.
What is it called?
Legato. It's the only music term that came to my head.
It sounds legit.
It is absolutely nothing to do with your voice. Oh, but
okay. Legato sounds operatic. I believe you, sir.
Oh, okay. Now I'm like testing my own music knowledge. Like, legato is when you hold the note, I think. When you have like multiple notes strung together is legato, right? I ask nobody.
And me, who is like, I believe you, sir. Yes, that sounds correct. Is it for music or for like vocal stuff?
I think it's a music term for like, oh crap, now I'm blanking. What do you call it? The written music?
Like sheet music?
Sheet music. That, yeah.
I knew that.
Yes, okay. And so just so you know, now that we've done this, this is the intro and it's not getting cut.
This is a very stupid intro. Like, why do they need to learn things that they don't even... They didn't even learn... We don't know if they learned anything.
You know what? No, I got nothing. That's it. You may or may not have learned something before we started this episode. You're welcome.
It's a gamer.
Ta-da!
We're here.
It's a gamer.
Ta-da! That's it.
Make me a gamer. I started listening to the old ones.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Make Me a Gamer. I'm your host, T-Man, and I'm here with...
Harvey Z, in the place to be.
And we're going to have a pretty chill episode this time. I have a theme, and we're going to see what discussion it sparks, because I know you, and I know your brain will start wandering.
I feel like you're putting me on the spot, but nothing you've said is wrong, so I'm okay with this.
All right, so but before we begin, we're just going to jump right in. We're not going to do any extended musings or anything. We've got a snap. Harvey Z, are you prepared for this one?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the deal. This one might take a little bit of explanation and like establishing the ground rules of the universe that we are like the snap is going on. So on the one hand, we've got the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The MCU?
The MCU.
The cinematic universe, so not yes. The comics and such.
Right. And on the other hand, we have Marvel Comics.
So, yes, rules need to be established because will the destruction of the comics not only then destroy the universe itself?
Okay, so here I've actually put a lot of thought into this, and I want to establish what's going on. So I believe it was a question previously when we had indoor plumbing versus internet. You were like, well, couldn't they just create the internet again once it's gone? So... under the powers of the snap, what's going to be established is that once something is gone, it can't be made again. So, like, people will remember the comic books, but you can't make any new comic books.
Can they make fan art?
Anything that's not a comic book.
Okay.
So, like, if you snap and get rid of the comic books, like, people will remember characters... so you could make new movies with the characters that had been established in comic books and stuff like that. But you couldn't make any new comic books or things like that. And all old comic books would be gone. Similarly, people would remember Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. But once they're gone, no new movies of this Marvel Cinematic Universe could exist.
Okay, I'm trying to wrap my head around it because there's a lot of possibilities and things here. Because... yeah. So if I snap it away, the comics, I'll remember all the comic books I've read.
Yes.
It's just no further comic books will be made.
Correct.
And now movies could be made based on people's memories of these old comic books.
Correct. Yeah. So, and the cinematic universe with everyone tied together could still go on.
And if I get rid of the movies, we've all seen the movies. We just won't see future movies.
Correct.
And then the comic books can still expand and such. Can people make new movies based on new characters?
So the way, what I'm thinking of is when I say the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that doesn't mean new Marvel movies can ever be made. Because like you have Blade and like those movies that existed outside the cinematic universe.
So I destroy the Marvel Studios.
Basically, you destroy the Marvel Studios and, like, there will never be the interconnectedness of the movies again. So there won't be, like, through lines. Like, you can have a standalone Spider-Man movie or you can have a standalone Wolverine movie, but there can never be, like, the everyone coming together and, like, people guest starring in other people's movies.
So you're not just destroying the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but destroying the concept of this type of a movie.
Correct.
Because otherwise, I'm like, can't we just have, like, again, new heroes or an X-Men interwoven storyline, just not with the MCU, but, like...
No, they're part of the MCU now because they got bought by Fox, or Fox got bought by Disney.
If I destroy the MCU, do I destroy the old retroactive X-Men movies, too?
I would say official judge's ruling is no, because they weren't a part of it before this.
Okay, they're grandfathered in somehow.
Yeah.
Or excluded.
Yeah.
So this is... Again, we get into, and people don't know that I'm the snapper.
Correct. Yes, that we've established that this is stealth snapping. No one knows who's doing it.
Because again, I've read a lot of comic books. I've had a lot of good memories. I don't own a lot of them, actually. I own a couple, but, like, the memories are still with me. So selfishly, I mean, how often am I going to go back and read comic books? I could just stop here. No one else gets to enjoy it, but I know what I've read.
Right.
And, like, the new stuff, I mean, maybe I don't like the new stuff. I don't like the new direction, the whole, like, X-Men Island and, like, San Francisco. I actually do like that stuff, but, like, versus if I destroy the MCU, like, it feels like the MCU is the safer bet because it's less destructive damage. The movies are now complete, so it's not like before Endgame I destroyed it, so people will never know the ending. I feel like we're at a satisfying, like, endpoint for it.
But you'll never get that again. Like, it's over with.
But I mean, so a part of life is letting go. And, like, maybe this was... I mean, Endgame was so satisfying. Every time I watch it, will I get that same high?
I don't know.
Would you?
I don't know. I haven't seen it a second time yet.
Well, you've seen other movies that you've enjoyed, but the high is never the same.
I would disagree.
Oh.
There are some movies that I can regularly watch and I still feel the same... emotion or whatever I felt when I saw it the first time. So I would disagree with that. I can't say that for certain about Endgame because I haven't watched it yet or a second time yet.
Yeah. There were parts where I was forgetting Endgame and I had to ask somebody a question of, like, how did this happen? And they remind me and I was like, oh yeah, that was so awesome.
You're already forgetting.
I know.
And you say you're a fan.
How dare you? Because of that, no Endgame for you now. No one can remember besides... Well, they all remember, but no one can go and double-check me.
Okay, and now you'll forget it.
Oh, God. What have I done? but, like, somebody else will remind me.
Or will they? What if they forget, too?
Well, I have smarter people than that. I have a good, solid circle.
Oh, okay. You're relying on your friends.
And I can always go back and read the comics.
That is true.
This just means I'm going to buy more comics, though, as opposed to... Well, movies... I mean... Again, I'm not as attached to movies, I think, as you are. I'm okay with, like, destroying, what, like, 20-something movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can live with this one.
Okay, all right. I'm going to remind you when the next series of movies comes out and what you're never going to get to see.
I don't have to actually live this out. Like, I'm not going without, like, mustard right now.
Or do you?
Da, da, da.
All right, so MCU joins the Fallen, despite it being your favorite movie universe of all time. The comic books were apparently,
like,
more important.
Yeah, okay. Younger me would approve of this, I feel.
Okay, so...
I don't know what future me says. Well, yeah. This, I mean, would anybody disagree? Well, I'm sure there's plenty of you out there who disagree. I guess
disagree, and really? I'm sitting right across from you.
Well, you didn't read any of the comics.
Exactly! So it's not a loss for me if the comic books go away.
You wouldn't get more franchises or anything. Or no, because people will remember... Oh, you greedy bastard.
Hey, what? I'm
just
saying.
You need people like me to remember the stories and then make movies about them.
Well, you're relying on people to remember the movies for you.
No future movies. So I think I'm doing it worse, but I'm okay with this. I feel like I made the right decision and I feel like you're wrong, but I don't know if I'm 100% certain on this. Did I do the right thing?
Email us and let us know. Did Harvey Z do the right thing? What's your opinion?
Yeah, this one, I actually don't know.
Okay, so this episode, like I said, there's a kind of a theme to it. So last week, we talked a little bit about Mortal Kombat, and you brought up the idea of maining. And so I pulled out a bunch of franchises and general concepts of things.
For the non-gamers, what's maining?
Right, so I'm going to get into that.
Okay.
I'm going to get into that. But so what we're going to do this episode is we're going to go through and discuss our mains for different franchises. And like,
I don't know if I have a lot of mains.
I think once I start talking about them, you'll have opinions. So for the casual listener and or person who doesn't play competitive games, a main is basically when you're playing a competitive game, usually fighting games, sometimes others. But in general, you pick a character that you play as regularly, the one that you memorize all the moves for, you know the combos, you know the matchups, you know who you're good against and bad against. Basically, like your main character, and oftentimes, like, people will get into fights, you know, like, oh, so-and-so mains this character, they're a noob because it's the easiest character and the cheapest and things like that.
Oh, that's a factor as well. Okay, what, yeah, I've heard, like, what character you main may say your personality type or something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah. It's the character you identify with or the characters whose moveset you like the best or maybe just you like the design and ended up playing as them or whatever. So we'll start off with a super easy one for you. We'll start off with Super Smash Brothers.
Okay. Which version or all of them?
I mean, just the series in general. Like, we're talking about series. We're not talking about specific games across all of them.
So this gets tricky because I actually feel like I have several mains for Smash. Like, two or three, maybe, depending on my mood and my competitiveness.
Well, so here is... Before we get into, like, the full discussion, full disclosure, I have a horrible time at maining. Like, there are characters I gravitate to more than others, but I can cycle through, like, 10 characters usually given any sort of game.
Are you a rando, though? I know
not that, usually. Like, so I do have, like, a subset that I will pick from on a regular basis. So for me, in my head, for most of these, I've kind of narrowed it down to about four or five of the main characters that I use. If you make me choose one, if you want me to, like, pare down to one.
Can I guess? So I have two guesses for Smash for you.
Okay. Yeah, sure. You can guess.
It's either Luigi.
Uh-huh.
Or Yoshi.
You're wrong.
Both?
Luigi is probably up there. Yoshi has kind of dropped off in favor of other characters.
Okay.
You also haven't really played much of the more recent ones with me, so
This was college T-Man.
Yeah, college T-Man, you have the right choices, but, you know, mature adult T-Man.
Are you a Villager fan?
No, not Villager. Anyway, well,
yeah, I'm now just like,
are you just guessing? Engaged. There's 70 characters to go through to guess. Do you want to go through each and every one before I tell you?
I'm already, like, trying to figure them out, so no, tell me.
Okay, so if I had to pick one for Smash Brothers, I'm pretty sure I've settled on Bowser Jr.
Oh, God, but yeah, you do play him, but he is a newer character.
Yeah, he's a newer character. I love Bowser Jr., and I love the Koopa Kids. They've always been one of my favorites, and so having them as a character in Smash, like, I gravitate toward him. He's, like, really low on the tier list, so he kind of sucks. In, like, in general, on, like, online play and against other people.
Does that mean he's not favored, but is he a more challenging character to play?
Yes.
So it increases his skill?
So, not necessarily challenging, but just, like, in general, his priority and, like, his move sets are weaker. It's harder for him to get, like, the finishing kills and things like that, as opposed to higher tier characters can smash people off easier and things like that. So Bowser Jr. is probably my... If I had to pick a main, I would pick Bowser Jr. But if you were averaging it out to, like, four or five, Bowser Jr. and Luigi, as you mentioned, are definitely ones. I also like Lucario.
Makes sense. Yeah. I remember that.
I tend to play as Mewtwo I think
you used to do.
Yeah, I like I like Mewtwo. Like I played as Mewtwo in Melee, and then switched to Lucario in Brawl because they got rid of Mewtwo, and then they brought him back in 4, and so now I kind of play as both of them.
Okay.
But yeah, Lucario, Bowser Jr., Luigi, Mewtwo. I think the last one, like it's now that I have to like go through all 70, it's really hard to pick. So those 4 are the ones that immediately came to mind.
Do you have strategies or reasons to pick them? Or you just cycle?
No, I just like to cycle. I like Lucario because his ability is like the more damage he takes, the stronger he gets. Mm-hmm. And I like that because I like getting people thinking that I'm on the ropes and then being able to take him down. Also, Lucario, Mewtwo, and Bowser Jr. all have like charge projectiles as their main attack. So I do kind of focus on like having those sort of things.
Do you like, because I would think then when you mentioned Mewtwo and Lucario, Greninja? Or is he not in that?
I like Greninja. I
associate them for some reason. But
I like Greninja. I don't really play as him as often for some reason, although I do like him and his design. Oh, I forgot. Okay. I just looked at my amiibos and immediately knew the 5th one.
Yeah, I just saw him now too. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, that's the guy you forgot about.
Yeah, Lucas.
Oh, I was going to say Ness, but you're right, Lucas. Yeah,
I switched to Lucas once he was one.
Is he different in any way other than like...
He's slightly different. His smashes aren't as strong as Ness, and he has like a freeze attack instead of... There's like minor differences that his smash attacks and things aren't reliant on like the bat and yo-yo. Mm-hmm. He does like psi attacks instead. Anyway, so what about you?
Because now I was thinking about it, and I realized I do have a main, but all my other mains are not for serious reasons, but you probably know them, but your characters all seem to have like strategy behind their picks and not aesthetics.
I mean, we played strategically against each other in college and also fun, but in general, on the Wii U, I played a lot of online. So I did develop like the characters I was actually good with against people. I haven't really played much of the new one online, so...
But it makes sense to play. If you're playing against people you don't know, you would want to focus on skill and not just goofing off.
Right.
Yeah, so I realized I do have a single main. My strategic and actual go-to, if I want to try to win the game, Sheik.
Of course. Yeah, I knew that.
Because I had to think about, like, because I have all the others, but no, like, strategy and play-wise, I'm a Sheik player, and not Zelda Sheik, just Sheik. But I do have at least 3 other mains for various reasons.
Uh-huh.
My number 2 main, purely because of the aesthetics and who he is, and he's been also... I played him even before I played Sheik. Ganondorf.
Yeah.
Because he was the senator to me, and that's Senator an inside Dorf, joke.
Which we talked about in an earlier episode.
Yeah. But that was at the start of college that I started playing, and that joke came up, actually, within our first semester. So I've been playing him the longest. Or no, the second longest, because my third is actually who I've been playing from the original Smash, Link, the Beast Slayer.
That one you've played with originally, and then kind of became almost a meme, but you also like still played decently.
He's my all-around go-to. If I'm not trying to like win or lose, he is my... I guess he would be the main character for just... If I have a new player and I want to feel them out and see how it's going, I would play as Link. Because I'm pretty good with him, but I'm not great. Sheik is if I want to win the match for sure. And if there's a beast in the game, that's just an inside joke. I'll play Link then for that reason. My other main, though, is my joke main. Ice Climbers.
Yes.
Like, I just love them. They're goofy, they're weird, and they don't play like the other characters. So, Ice Climbers it is.
Yeah. If I were to pick, I would say it was those 4.
I don't think I have a 5th main character. I mean,
there's Blueigi.
He's...
And then there's Incineroar, who you haven't really got a chance to play with.
I
haven't really gotten a chance.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, I do play, like, either Fox or Wolf, but again, that's cheese.
Yeah.
It's purely cheese.
Yeah. So, I wonder, like, I'm trying to, like... come up with a general thing to talk about, like what does this say about us or like our strategies or anything, but we have a lot of other things to talk about.
Now I'm curious, like in games, is there so that was an aesthetics choice for me. Like each of those I play for very different reasons.
Right.
I'm curious if as you name other games, that comes up as well.
All right. So we're going to go to one that you probably haven't thought about in a long time, and so I'm interested to see what your opinion is and if you remember playing it. But let's talk about Soul Calibur.
So the early Soul Calibers, I don't think I played. I started playing it in college once you guys had it.
Yeah.
Whichever version that was.
I don't remember what it was either.
And I know who I play as because there's only one character that I really like to play and everybody hates it.
Yep. I see if I remember correctly.
It's the long stick guy.
Yes. Yes.
He's so cheesy, but I love it because he is cheesy and you can kind of button mash and get away with it or poke people out.
Keelik.
Okay.
Yeah. K-I-L-I-K is the staff guy.
Yeah. I mean, so aesthetically, I'm like, oh, I like the whip lady and stuff. And some of the other characters, I'm like, oh, this seems...
Yeah, no. Aesthetically, you like her.
Yes, aesthetically. The whip is really cool as a functional weapon and what it says.
Yeah, that's what you're looking at when you're looking at her.
Yes. Fair. I didn't think about that part. But yes, you're not wrong. Because I was like, oh, the other people I like, I don't know any of them otherwise. Like, what their weapon... The only person who I can... Because it's the only guy I really play as, Stick Guy.
It's I'm glad that I remember that correctly, because I was thinking about different games and I haven't played a Soul Calibur in a long time, but I distinctly remember getting upset at you because of Stick Guy.
I still have that memory, which is why I don't play a lot of Soul Calibur, especially with you, because the only thing I play as is Stick Guy. And I think two people, you and somebody else as well, has gotten mad at me for cheesing with Stick Guy.
I have grown from my college nature. I'm not as upset at cheesing anymore, especially with friends. I might get upset online, but...
Because again, I feel like once you have skill, you know how to beat a button masher.
Exactly. And in fighting games, I've never had skill. Aside from Super Smash Bros., where I've actually practiced enough to actually be able to combat cheesing. But my problem is... Like, and I think I've mentioned this before, but in fighting games, my brain gets stuck in a loop where I have a combo I want to do. And if you interrupt the combo, it's like a computer program is like running in my brain. It's like, okay, go back to square one, do the combo. Crap, it didn't work. Do the combo. Crap, it didn't work. Like, I don't have that on the fly. Like, all right, this combo isn't working. Try this other combo to get in. And then, like, that stuff doesn't occur to me. I just... Like, while you, like...
bypass this by, like, this button is
your
really...
Your brain turns off and it's just like, hit the button that wins.
For me, it's literally high attacks, low attacks, the cheesy attack. Yeah. And the cheesy attack is usually one that, if you block it, is bad. So I have to save it as my finishing, like, the poke you across the map or the downward... I like interrupts, actually.
Yeah.
So I memorize what is the interrupting attack. This is what I do for Sheik. Her jumping drop kick thing is an interrupt. And then I base all the rest of my offense around that single move.
Right. And that's what I was talking about priority. Mm-hmm. With things where, like, the interrupt attacks, you find the ones that have high priority and will take out. So, like, as I was going back to Bowser Jr., like, he doesn't have a lot of good interrupts. Like, so his attacks are all low priority. So you have to, like, use them correctly and get in. While you rely on kind of countering or like stopping other attacks with your attacks.
And I realize that's why probably we don't play a lot of fighting games, because our two styles are completely, I would defeat you and it would piss you off if I did, because it's deliberately designed to, this move will interrupt your combo, which then causes you that frustration of you have to start over. But my move is simply spamming the interrupt over and over. And I can like throw other crap in there because I'm like, oh, he's trying to do this. Cheese. Beat up, beat up, beat up, cheese, beat up, beat up, beat up, while you're trying to reset your combo.
Yeah. So in Soul Calibur, again, I haven't played it in a long time, but I remembered liking two characters. The first was Maxi. He's the nunchuck guy.
Uh-huh.
I liked him, and that's why I would always get pissed at you, because he's very short range, because nunchucks don't have a lot of like range on them, so his attacks were all close up, and you could just keep me out with the stick.
Yeah, it was pretty unfair. I'm sure there's a way around it. Like, you could probably, like, get around me or use the move. Yeah.
As, like, a beginner who doesn't really know anything about it, yeah, it was
And my style wouldn't let you learn.
Yeah, exactly. The other guy that I really liked was Zossalamel. And I purely liked him for aesthetic reasons and also because he used a scythe, which was a really awesome
weapon. Is he, like, a boss?
I think he was like a boss in Soul Calibur 3.
Okay.
And I don't remember. I know he returned for their latest version, Soul Calibur 6, which I've actually been kind of meaning to get, but only if I can find somebody to play it with.
I will not play these games with you because, again, the compatibility.
But yeah, so I liked his design and the way he looked, and so I tried to learn him as well. Those are the only two that stick out to me from Soul Calibur. Like, I know there are plenty of others that people enjoy, like Ivy, which is the whip chain lady.
Never learned a single one of her moves, but fair.
Okay, so we hit Soul Calibur. Now let's move on to your favorite fighting game. Well, not your favorite fighting game, but the one that you have an idea to make money off of. Tekken.
Ah, Tekken. Tekken Shark. This is tough because I don't know who's in Tekken anymore. It's been a long time since I used to play Tekken.
Yeah, I haven't played. I think I played Tekken 3 and Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Okay. And, like, I've maybe dabbled in, like, Tekken 5 or something, like, random like that. So I have very little experience with Tekken.
Like, I have the old school, before any of the crossovers, is when I used to play Tekken. It might have been, like, Tekken 2 or 3. I think I know the character, but it's purely, back then, I wasn't good at fighting games. I picked the guy whose story I liked. I think it's not Law. But Law was up there as, like, Law is the Bruce Lee kind of character,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Law.
There's another guy who's, like, a cop.
Is that Paul?
I don't know. I always looked at him. He's kind of like a Jackie Chan-looking cop. And I felt like his name should be Law, but it's not.
Hold on.
His name Lee?
It might be Lee.
And the reason I liked him was he had a single cheesy move that I just happened to like, which is...
Lei. L-E-I.
Okay.
So maybe Lee. I don't know how you pronounce it, but yes, there.
Because in Tekken,
I looked up Tekken Cop, and that was the result.
That's the first. It's probably him then, because I remember the Tekken I watched had a cool intro where each of the characters are like in an action sequence of a movie kind of thing, and he was in an action sequence, and I was like, he looks badass. Plus, in Tekken, when I would push a button, your character would like drop to the ground. It was like part of a move setup thing, but I didn't know what to do with that. Except for him, he had like a donkey kick. Where if he got somebody close enough, he would launch them into the air.
Oh, I remember that, actually.
So that's the only reason I chose that guy. Single move, the donkey kick uppercut thing. A cheese, again.
That's interesting. So you kind of pick off, like, single moves and cheese strats.
Again,
kind of.
This was, like, I was young then.
Okay,
like,
right.
Probably now, is Yojimbo in Tekken?
I think you're thinking of Yoshimitsu.
Yoshimitsu, the samurai guy who goes, huh, 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 and he's just like... He's my weirdo guy because I don't know how to play him at all. But every so often, like, he sits in a corner and, like, just like I can't describe it or properly. Like,
you know what he's doing.
You know what he's doing out there. And so I'll just sit down and just do that for a while. And it just amuses me. He doesn't win, but he just sits there and does that till you kill him. And I feel like that's winning equally.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. So in Tekken, for me, there was one character that I've always played as that I've liked. And it's interesting to me because he kind of stands out because I don't normally play this character, except for Street Fighter, which is, interestingly enough, I discovered. But I play with King, the wrestler.
Oh, see, that's the person you would think that I should like and I want to like. I'm just not good at Tekken. But if I played modern Tekken, I'd think I'd probably pick him. Because of there's a lot of wrestling connection with him now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't normally play like the grappler wrestler characters, but he wears a cat mask.
Yeah.
Like as a kid, like growing up, I'm like, okay, that guy's cool. Like he stands out. I want to play as him and not these other random people. And so I just picked him up, and like I've always played as him when I played Tekken.
That's hilarious. Because as a kid, I'd be like, this is stupid. Like. He's wearing a cat mask. Now he wears a cat mask, but he has like actual New Japan wrestling like costumes. And I don't know which one comes first, but there's specifically the wrestler is Okada, who has King's costumes or vice versa. So like now I'm like, oh, I would totally play this guy. But as a kid, I was like, that's stupid.
It was interesting because like so Street Fighter Cross Tekken, when I played it, I think my team was King and I don't remember who. I know I played with King. I don't remember who I played with as a Street Fighter person.
I would guess you're a Vega player.
No, I don't. I don't really like Vega. Okay. Let me rephrase that. I like Vega's aesthetics. I cannot play with him for the life of me.
Swan dive off the top and stuff.
Yeah, I can't get his strategy. Does not work for me at least.
The other two guesses I had for you, you seem like a Sagat player.
That's interesting. Why would you say that?
So Sagat is like an actual like. Good character kind of thing. It doesn't seem difficult to play. He has a little bit of projectile, a little bit of range. I feel like he's someone that if you wanted to be good at like Street Fighter, it's a fair choice outside of like, because Ryu and Ken are a little bit stereotypical, Guile, stereotypical American. I'm going to go with Sagat as like the interesting choice for you.
Okay. I appreciate your reasoning, but you're wrong.
Okay. Do you hate Sagat or something?
No, I haven't really played with him. Okay. I honestly like it's, interesting you say that because when I think about Street Fighter, Street Fighter is almost the opposite of how I play other games because I think almost all the characters I like playing with in Street Fighter are not projectile characters.
Oh.
Like, I don't really play with projectile characters in Street Fighter now that I think about it. It's very weird.
My joke guess for you was, oh, if you like King, do you play with Zangief?
Kind of.
Really?
And I don't like Zangief because I tend to not like the big slow characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're transitioning from Tekken into Street Fighter here.
I know a lot more about Street Fighter than Tekken.
Yeah. So if I had to pick a main for Street Fighter,
mm-hmm.
The character I tend to gravitate towards the most is Cammy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'd like to say that it isn't because she doesn't wear pants,
mm-hmm.
but she has long blonde pigtails and doesn't wear pants. Like,
so it's the aesthetics. It's the aesthetics of the choice.
As a teenager growing up, that the aesthetics led me to Cammy.
Was she in Street Fighter? She wasn't in Street Fighter she was in Turbo.
She wasn't in 2, but she... Yeah, she was in Turbo. So she was in the very first expansion, and she's been pretty much a staple, I think, in most of the rest of
them.
Because,
like, again, for me, I played Street Fighter 2, so that's the main... But I was like, Cammy, oh, that's a newer character, even though she's super old. Mm-hmm. Like, my character in that one falls actually in line with my Smash tendencies. Chun-Li.
Yeah.
The fast, quick, interrupting...
You just use the quick kick over and over again.
Kick. Oh, I don't like the yeah kick. Although I did like E Honda, but E Honda was a cheese move where you could move back and forth. And if a player didn't know how to deal with it or have an interruption, you just dick them. Like, but Chun-Li, I figured, was like, oh, that's my skill jumping around and stuff.
I think in the original Street Fighter where you had just the first 8, like the original 8. And when I say original Street Fighter, I obviously mean Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
But yeah, the original 8, I think I was also a Chun-Li person. Like, I think that's who I played with.
Like, I do gravitate towards faster characters or characters with a lot of range are usually where mm-hmm. I'm guessing I'm going with this. I don't know yet.
Yeah. So Cammy is my first choice. And I like, actually learned her moveset. And, like, I post, like, hormones.
Uh-huh.
I have stuck with her and, like, actually enjoy playing with her and, like, know her interrupts and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So, like, for me, basically the way it went was I played... Street Fighter, like Street Fighter Turbo or whatever, that Super Street Fighter era. I never played anything in like the 3 or Third Strike or like the Alpha era. And uh-huh. then I got back into it during like Super Street Fighter 4 when it came out on the PS3. And then I also played Street Fighter 5 for a little bit. So Cammy was pretty much my staple. Also in Street Fighter 4, I picked up Dudley.
Is he a boxer?
Yeah.
He's the British boxer?
He's the British boxer. Yeah. I really like, I don't know why, but I liked his moveset and his style. And
he doesn't have a projectile, I take. Is no, he similar to like Balrog in that charge?
A little bit. Like he can like charge in, but he's not. So like there are two types of characters in Street Fighter. There's the, I don't know what they call it. There's charge characters and then regular characters, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But so like some... characters like Guile and Balrog, how you use their moves is you like hold back or down or a direction for a couple seconds and then hit the opposite way and a button. And they're considered charge characters. And then the other ones, you do like the quarter circle motions or things like that.
I tended to prefer the quarter circle motion ones. Me too. Although it was difficult for me to do them as a kid. Like, I remember I would choose cheesier or characters who had easier finishers because of that. Or by easier finisher, button mashing, like Chun-Li's.
Yeah.
I couldn't do her upside down helicopter kick.
Yeah, me neither. I couldn't, for a long time, I could never do the dragon punch. Like, I tried so hard.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I remember the first projectile I did in a game, which is a weird thing to say.
What?
Like, the first time I pulled off a combo and shot it.
Oh, that's kind of
like,
cool.
Because like, it took me forever to not do, like, guile, I think, is a hold back and you can do a forward kind of thing or such. But, like, an actual combo, like, I didn't sit and practice, but Ryu was one, and then the other, I think, was Sub-Zero in the Mortal Kombat franchise. Yeah.
We'll get to Mortal Kombat. Don't want to get there just yet because we're not done talking about Street Fighter. Mm-hmm. So you were Chun-Li.
Chun-Li was my main character, I would say, after a while. My unskilled me starting out the game. So Ryu, I wanted to play because he's on the cover. He's like the famous character. But I could never get his moveset down, really. Blanka became my next guy.
Because you can tap the button tap for the electrical.
Yeah. And then I think he had a pretty easy projectile, like the ball. And then from that, E. Honda, I could cheese with him, but I didn't actually like playing the game. It was Chun-Li who I enjoyed like beating every character with. Chun-Li and Guile became my later characters, like my skill characters, if you will. But I was never skilled because, again, I was playing Street Fighter 2, not even Turbo. Like, this was Sega.
So I wanted to jump a little bit. So I've played Street Fighter 5, but you hadn't touched it, right?
I've seen it, but not touched it.
Gotcha. So the character that I actually picked up from Street Fighter 5 was Armika. She's the wrestler girl.
I was about to say, there is a luchadora girl. Yeah.
So that's why I was like surprised, because I don't normally do the wrestlers, but I guess it was kind of like a little bit of King rubbing off. Uh-huh. Like, I liked her, because I never liked Zangief, because all his attacks are like full 360 circle attacks.
And the hardest ones to do.
Yeah, I could never pull them off. But all of Armika's are half circles. So, like, she was a lot easier for me to learn, and I was able to, like, actually pull off, like, 7-8-hit combos with her once I learned her, which was impressive to me, like, even as an adult, because I'm not good at fighting games, but I could actually string together a long combo set that I could never have the timing for before based on her moves.
Like, I've never been a combo player. That's a skill that after, like, 3 hits, I can't really do that.
Yeah, I could do combos. There's one other game that I could do a long combo with, and I'll get to it in a second. Because we've got Mortal Kombat and that game, and then that's it for fighting games, and I've got a couple other non-fighting games to go over. So yeah, those three are the ones that jump out to me as the characters I play as in Street Fighter. Cammy, Dudley, and Armika are probably my three big ones.
The other two for you at all. Yeah. Cammy, I remember you mentioning that a while back. Aesthetics make sense.
Yeah. Okay, so now moving on to Mortal Kombat.
Ah.
Have you played a lot of Mortal Kombat?
1 and 2 were my only real major, like, Mortal Kombats. But 2 had a lot of characters, if I remember. Maybe 3 as well?
Yeah, 3 and then, like, the Ultimate Mortal Kombat trilogy where they just brought every character they'd ever made in.
Yeah.
Like, and then they went to 4 and to 3D, and it like went downhill for a little bit, and then came back with 9.
We don't need to get into the newer combats. Mine are going to be older choices.
Okay, yours are going to be old choices, but I do actually want to. Once you have some free time, I want to play Mortal Kombat 11 with you. I want you to just feel, because I'm actually really enjoying it right now.
Okay,
there's a lot of like customization and stuff you can do.
I've heard about the new Mortal Kombat seem that you can customize, which is also, again, from somebody who's coming from Mortal Kombat 2.
You can like change special moves based on what you like want to have in your move set, or like things you like to do.
Change like single moves, or you have to change
The way it works is you've got like there's a couple base moves that you have, and then in the customization there are 3 slots, and these slots can either change the like the concepts of the current already moves, like change the properties. That's the word.
Okay.
Properties of current moves you already have, add new moves, or like give you extra combos, or like change how certain things work. So there's a base set of moves every character will have, but depending on your personal customization, you can like add more projectiles or mm-hmm. change this move that you don't really use a lot to something that you would use.
Got it.
And it's very interesting. You can, and then of course there's the regular customization of like lots of like how they look, which is also cool.
Oh, you can. Oh,
you have like different.
It's not just an outfit you change to or so.
Yeah, I mean, there is an outfit, but you can also change like their mask and like what their weapon looks like and things like that.
Does it change the property of the weapon or something?
No. Okay. That's just aesthetics. But so Mortal Kombat for me, I early Mortal Kombat, like you, big Sub-Zero person.
Yeah, I mean, he's like
the beginner character. Yeah. And I still enjoy playing with him. I mean, like I said, I like doing the combos, but can never pull them off. So for me, any character that like immobilizes a person and lets me start the combo, like that's why I go straight for Sub-Zero, because he gives me that opportunity.
See, for me, so I like Sub-Zero for that. But again, I was never a combo player. I was a single move character.
So you would freeze uppercut?
Basically, yeah. Like I would just do an uppercut, or I'd just like do a roundhouse, something to knock you away and then try to freeze you again. So again, just repeat that same move.
Right. That was the cheap Sub-Zero.
Yeah. Not button mashing, but in that vein, basically. Yeah. Like just do a trip or find the interrupt or something and just repeatedly do that.
Scorpion, let me ask you, see if I remember correctly, like Scorpion Spear used to like stun the person, right? Like you'd pull them in and they'd like wave for a little bit and you could uppercut them. Yeah. So like in the new games, the spear is like a full move. Like it doesn't stun them. Like you pull them in and then like slash them with your sword and they fall over. So you don't get like that stun like you do.
Like it sets you up for a combo.
Right. Yeah.
He was a difficult character to play, though, so I loved his spear and I wanted to use it, but the rest of his move sets, including any teleporting character, I hate teleporting characters because I cannot figure it out. So for me, the easiest, also fatalities, I could almost never do. There's only one character whose fatality I could do in Mortal Kombat 1, and that's Raiden, because it was just a hold button one.
Yeah.
You could hold button and you would shock them.
I could never do fatalities in the original games. Now, this Mortal Kombat, the latest one, they like list all the fatalities and how to do them, and they're very forgiving, and I pretty much can do them anytime they ask for them now. Especially because it lets you pause and look at the combo buttons like in the middle of it.
So my character, though, of choice, actually, once I grew out of Sub-Zero, for Mortal Kombat 1 and Mortal Kombat 2, because again, single move character, Johnny Cage, groin punch all day. I didn't know how to do a projectile. I couldn't do the shadow kick. I just groin punched people over and over.
Wow.
It was not, I wasn't good at these types of games. Like I would play, so Mortal Kombat 2, if I had to play like skill, I was never skilled, Baraka.
Oh, interesting.
He had an easy way to do like the blade, like his blade spark, his blade back and forth. They were easy moves to like spawn slash do. Otherwise, like most of the other characters were too hard to like button mash or do a combo with.
So for me, like in the original games, I liked Sub-Zero and I was a big fan of Smoke.
Ah.
Like both the human version and the robot version.
So that's like Mortal Kombat 2 and 3 more so.
Yeah. Yeah. Those two were my go-tos in that age. And then starting around Mortal Kombat, when I got Mortal Kombat 9... I became a big fan of Jade. I'm going to say half because of her moveset, half because of aesthetics.
Of course.
We're talking a lot about aesthetics in this
podcast. I'm sorry. We're two dudes who, sadly, as enlightened as we are, we're not that enlightened.
Yeah. We're like half enlightened.
And we were teenagers. We can't like justify this better though, as if teenagers we were better. It was different times back.
Fighting games are in this weird place where
we're
like
competitive. So I mean,
yeah, like they've gotten slightly better about not like sexualizing every female character that exists now.
No, I feel like they still do that. But
I mean, I said they've gotten better. I didn't say they've solved it.
Okay.
I've just, like, there was actually a big, I'm going to air quote, controversy here when Mortal Kombat 11's designs came out, because a lot of the women were, like, normally dressed. Yeah. And, like, some people were upset. I believe the term boner culture was used at one point, and Twitter like went wild making fun of the guy that did it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like it's gotten better. And like speaking as a person who has played like and like aesthetically drawn to characters or whatever, I prefer to not be embarrassed when I'm playing these games because I actually like playing them. So
I don't know where you're going here. Actually, you lost me.
Like I'm okay with them. Like I like the fact that these characters are becoming less sexualized is what I'm saying.
Oh, embarrassed to play that character.
Yeah.
As like, in because it's like you can't play it in front of your mom.
Right. Exactly.
Like, weird. Like I thought you meant like I don't want to lose as these characters because I don't want to be embarrassed by like another player.
No. Embarrassing in that like just like.
Yeah. I'm the dude who plays this character. Yeah.
I legitimately like Jade's moveset, but her design in Mortal Kombat 9 was like one step away from just like being a. Like it was
a swimsuit model.
Like nice no, it was like she was wearing less than a swimsuit already. Okay. When I say one step away, like it was just full on like just naked fighter almost.
Okay.
It was bad. But I do like she has she ha- I think you would actually like playing as her because she has the stick.
Yeah.
Not
that cheesy, but yeah.
I also like Noob Sabat. I gravitate towards the ninja characters in Mortal Kombat. Sub-Zero, Smoke, I like Cyrax, the robot ninja, mm-hmm. Noob Sabat, and Jade, who is the female ninja. So, like, all my favorite, those are my five favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of Mortal Kombat 11, I've started really liking Cassie Cage.
So that's who I think I would like, is Cassie
She's
Cage.
She's fun. Yeah, I think you would like her, too.
And again, not for just aesthetics. I mean, yeah, she's a but I actually like the personality. Like,
yeah,
the character itself is interesting. And I like characters that seem like they don't take... This is the Ice Climbers for me kind of thing of where it's kind of a fun, silly character. Like, I like her taunts and stuff like that.
Yeah, she has, like, a lot of, like, the Johnny Cage personality.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of the characters are in Mortal Kombat are, like, self-serious and whatnot, but... Mm-hmm. Cassie Cage is like the breath of fresh air and like she has a great lot of fun intros. Okay, so we'll speed through this next one because I'm not even sure you've played it.
Okay.
But back in the day, Killer Instinct.
So this was the one I didn't play. I knew there was like one character in it who has like a blade on his hand and like the character, you know, the on like the arcade itself.
Like Jago? Was he a ninja?
He's like a ninja knight-looking character. Yeah.
Yeah, he I don't was know like any other the character. Mascot, although it turned into Fulgore the robot.
Okay.
Anyway.
I only know Killer Instinct, like, the first one in arcades.
Yeah. So, so I'm not going to talk a lot about this, but because we mentioned combos, like, when I was a kid, I played as Cinder, who was, like, a giant fireball guy.
Okay.
And I was able to actually do, like, a 28-hit combo with him at one point. It was, like, the highlight of my young fighting game career.
Player or a real guy got like
I up? Think I pulled it off against other people actually a Ooh. Couple times but yeah that was the only character I've ever been like able to do like Killer Instinct has always been about like these long insane combos
that
was very forgiving in that way but even just being able to like see that number pop up once in my life was great. That was just like an aesthetic in a completely different way. Like I always like elementals and like the, mm-hmm. so like the giant guy who's all on fire, you know, I've always liked Human Torch, Iceman, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was my like Killer Instinct, Cinder, that end of story. Like, I don't think I really learned anybody else. Maybe Saberwolf, the werewolf.
Oh, there was a werewolf in the game.
Yeah,
did not know that.
Killer Instinct was one of the weirdest, most eclectic collections of characters. It was awesome. There was a raptor. There was a skeleton.
Was there a snowman?
There was a guy that was ice.
Okay.
He was like an alien or something, Glacius. He wasn't a literal snowman. But that reminds me of Clay Fighter, Bad Mr. Frosty.
I know. I never played it, but I had like a game guide, and one of the games in it was like, Clay Fighter, and I would look at it and just be like, this looks weird.
I loved Clay Fighter. I don't think I ever owned it, but I rented it a bunch of times. That game, I would kill for a new version of Clay Fighter. Like, that would just...
Not even just the old version. Like, you want a new...
I want an updated version of that, because that was a total 90s game. Like, that...
Yeah.
That
3D effects of like claymation.
Yeah. Like that was 90s just stamped all over it. The Elvis, Clay Elvis. I don't remember what his name was. Yeah. There was the Viking, the Blob. I think I played as the Blob.
The only one I remember is the Mr. Frosty, the Killer Frosty guy.
Taffy, I think, was a character.
Oh, it was like an evil Gumby.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about the non-fighting because you said you had some other games. Because there's one that comes to mind that I'm curious to ask you, but I would like to hear yours, other ones.
So first one I wanted to talk about real quick. This is kind of a weird one, but I do have a main for it, and I'm interested to see if you have one. Mario Kart.
Oh, so this is tough because I don't know like always the cars and all of the customization things. Mm-hmm. So I usually pick the main based on like how they look. I think I go with Link is one.
Yeah, and I think he was first available in the latest one.
Yeah, right? The latest one. But before that, I used to go with either Wario or Bowser. But the problem is I actually like the faster cars. So I have to.
They're the ones that
have the slowest.
They're highest top speed, but slowest acceleration.
Yeah.
So if you run into stuff a lot, they're not good for
it. And I've learned my playstyle is I run into stuff, so I need high acceleration, low top speed.
Yeah.
Which I don't know who has that per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually will pick a villain if I can in that. Or Rosario.
I think it's Rosalina?
Rosalina. Yeah. Rosalina, or if there's a Dry Bones, maybe that
guy. So Dry Bones is my go-to, although he hasn't shown up in the more recent ones. Like, mm-hmm. I liked Dry Bones. I tended to, in the earlier ones, I tend to go with Yoshi.
Okay.
He was usually my favorite then. In the most recent Mario Kart 8, they brought in the Koopalings, and so, you know, I always loved the Koopalings.
Was there a Boo?
There was a King Boo, I think, was one. Oh, okay.
But I think he's a heavy as well.
Yeah, he's a heavy. Rosalina's a heavy, too. Yeah. Like, you picked all the heavy characters.
I know.
I think I tend to go with Lemmy when I'm choosing one of the Koopalings. It's either Lemmy or Roy. I love the sunglasses.
I was about to say, like, I'm trying to think of which one is my favorite one, and it's not. I think it's the sunglasses one I do like, but the one I'd probably pick is, like, the crazy one. Izzy?
No, the crazy one is Lemmy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then Lemmy it is.
Yeah. So yeah, usually either Yoshi or one of the Koopalings or Dry Bones, like in that, that vein. Okay. So then the other one, which is the one you were probably thinking of, and that one game we've talked about a lot on here.
One of my favorite games, probably.
Overwatch?
No. Oh, I consider that in a fighting category. Twisted Metal is the one I was
thinking. Oh, Twisted Metal. I didn't even think about that. That one didn't come up.
Twisted Metal 2 and all of the Twisted Metals, but like Twisted Metal 2 is the game I play forever. Oh,
gee, you know what? You're right. Twisted Metal is a good one to choose.
Who's your main?
We're not going to talk about Overwatch.
Okay.
Oh, geez. You know what? You start off with this one. I actually have to think about it because it caught me off guard.
So my Twisted Metal 2 player of choice, Thumper. It's like the lowrider El Camino, not an El Camino, but it's a lowrider with a giant flamethrower in number two. That was my go-to favorite. I liked Outlaw as well. I'm not counting Minion because he's cheese. Twisted Metal 1 and 2.
Outlaw was the police car, right?
Yeah. 1 and 2, the ones that I really liked actually that I first started with was Warthog. He had an easy finisher, 3 rockets that went forward. So he was like a lack of skill player. Thumper was once I got good at the game, because you had to line up your shot and not get killed, because Thumper didn't have a lot of armor. Warthog, heavy armor, easy special. That's my starting character.
Okay, I actually have to look up the characters here. Yeah,
because then once like you get into 3 and 4 and stuff, I would play all of them, because again, at that point, I was pretty good at Twisted Metal. I usually liked medium-fast cars, though.
Yeah, I would usually go for the medium ones. I didn't.
You strike me as a Spectre guy?
Yes. Yes, that is very light
armor, but insane special.
Yeah, that you saying that, I don't even have to look up anything else.
Yeah.
Spectre, I think I also liked, I'm looking at the stuff from the most recent game, the one that came out on the PS3, and the one
Twisted
that
Metal Black?
No, that
Twisted
was
Metal, just
Twisted Metal. The other one that pops it out to me immediately was Roadkill.
What was he like in that one? What's his finisher is all I should say. I know he's a medium character usually all the way through.
He has a chain gun.
Okay.
He has a chain gun and can drop mines or his special abilities.
Got it.
But it was just like kind of like a regular type car. But yeah. You saying Spectre, that definitely yeah. Spectre was mine.
Like the person I would always play with, we would be Thumper and Spectre or Warthog and Spectre, and I'd have to protect him. But or I would be Spectre. It was always the two because we would cheese through the game, which is there are certain places you could hide and just keep shooting missiles and kill people. Mm-hmm. Spectre, because you auto got your special, was a great character to have because you could shoot through the wall and like just nail yeah, people yeah. eventually. It's a cheesy way to win, but
I liked it.
Yeah, it works.
Did Mr. Grimm ever not be on a motorcycle? Or was he always...
He was usually always in a motorcycle or a motorcycle with sidecar.
Yeah. I liked Mr. Grimm. I could never do good with him.
He's like one of the... I can never be good with him. He had the 5-star special, like the most damaging special, but he was literally a dude on a motorcycle facing down like tanks and like...
Yeah, he would die yeah. so fast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I could talk all day about it. Like Twisted Metal 1, Diesel was my first character, heavy armor, and just Twisted Metal 1, the specials were just like projectiles. There was nothing like fancy. 2 was Thumper. 3 and 4, there was one that got a little ridiculous. Once they started to get Rob Zombie into it, I really liked Rob Zombie's character, as well as there was one that was like a little mini car that would drop like vortexes that would suck people in and explode. That one I liked, like Club Kid, I think his name was, and Firestarter, which was the Prodigy lookalike. That I think was Twisted Metal 4.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Twisted Metal 4 was the Dragula.
Yeah, the Dragula one. And then Twisted Metal 5 was, I think, Twisted Metal... There was one that I just don't consider, and then I jumped to like Twisted Metal Black. Favorite one of that was the Preacher.
Brimstone.
Oh, just...
Yeah, I like Brimstone too.
For aesthetics. That's an aesthetics choice, where he would shoot literally like... crazy minions who would fling themselves out of your car, land on another guy, and then they would like say like for like not for Satan or something, but like for the cause, and then blow themselves up. He literally had like cultist, like exploding terrorist type characters. And he would just, and when you got the special, they would be loaded in the back of his El Camino, like riding. So like I never knew if they were actually like cooperative or if he just flung them with explosives. Oh, I loved him. He was so fucked up.
Yeah. I remember that now. Yeah. Wow. It's been so long since I've thought about Twisted Metal.
Oh, that's probably actually the most played game that I've played as a child. Like, my friends and I would just play that constantly outside of Toe Jam and Earl. Twisted Metal 2 was the game.
Yeah. I remember Twisted Metal. That was good. Now, I didn't. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Now Overwatch, I guess. Because yeah. we've talked about it before. You didn't play it for very long. I played
very early, probably now.
But you did you have any, like...
So, I would regularly play as... My first character was, like, Lucio.
Uh-huh.
The support kind of thing, and he's pretty easy to pick up. And he heals, which was nice to, like, extend the play. I really liked Reinhardt mm-hmm. as, like, a big tanky character. Trying to think. D.Va I'll play as well, but I'm not, like, good at the absorb... Like, I don't have the professional skill levels at any point now. But those three I would consistently play. May was my go-to cheese.
Of course.
You need to have one. May is the cheese character. I'm trying to think.
Didn't you say you liked being Hanzo even though you weren't good with him?
So that's my to piss people off character? Yes. I would main Hanzo as like my fifth character of where it's like he's the ice climbers of my arsenal just to shoot the arrows and back before they nerfed him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Or then they nerfed him to become super... Like once that thing got like you could just throw the exploding thing on the ground and if they were in a corner they would just die.
Yeah, the scatter arrow.
Yeah, the scatter arrow. Like, Hanzo was just a fun to play, but most people didn't like me because I was that player where I'm just going to go do my own thing and shoot arrows for fun and, like, maybe shoot someone in the head, but I'm not coordinating with the rest of the team.
Yeah.
But every so often...
So you're every Hanzo in quick play ever.
Yeah. I'm that Hanzo, unfortunately. I'm a Hanzo main. I liked a lot of characters in that, but I just never got... good with, like, I could play a lot of different ones mm-hmm. depending on what people needed.
Yeah, I ended up gravitating towards supports because I'm bad at shooters. Like uh-huh. I don't have like the quick reflexes and aim to get like headshots and stuff like that, so I'm never good as snipers or like even regular DPS, but I'm really good at paying attention to like healing and knowing where like that sort of strategy.
Do you enjoy playing it though, or is it something that you feel forced into?
It depends. If I'm playing with competent people, I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm playing as a support and like no one is letting me help them and they're all kind of off doing their own thing, then it's very annoying. And then I just switch to a DPS and play whatever I want.
Hanzo time, baby.
In terms of support, I really like Lucio. I really like Brigitte. And I've actually really got into Baptiste, the new character. Oh, yeah,
you mentioned him a while back in your beta playing days.
Yeah, like now that I know how he's supposed to play, I'm a lot better at it. But those three, when I play supports, are usually, it's usually one of those three. Tanks, I tend to do off tank over main tank. So main tank is Reinhardt or Winston, usually. Sometimes Orisa. Reinhardt, Winston, Orisa are the three main tanks. But I tend to play D.Va. I like D.Va a lot. Mm-hmm. And I've actually started to get all right with Hammond.
I was thinking, you seem like a Hammond player.
I love the little hamster. Like, he's perfect as, like, a character who can, like, run in, fuck shit up, and then run away. And that's kind of like my play style. Like Lucio fits into that too, where he'll just like wall jump in, boop people off, and then speed away.
See, that was the problem. Is like I like playing Reinhardt a lot, but if you play Reinhardt well, you don't really seem to. You have to save up your ult, but you're the shield, and that you advance the team with you.
Yeah, like Reinhardt is not a solo player character. Like you have to be playing with your team if you're a Reinhardt. Like
that's why I'll usually jump to D.Va because that one you can just do fun stuff. And yeah, you're helping, but you're not really coordinating as much as you
could. Yeah, you don't have to coordinate as much to be effective with D.Va. Yeah. Like, Reinhardt, to be effective with him, you have to play with the team.
You can't just run around as a Reinhardt.
Yeah, other people need to use their shield. Yeah. In terms of DPS, if I have to pick DPS, like, I'm a Junkrat guy.
I know.
I love Junkrat. I also play as Symmetra, who is now a DPS and not support.
Is Roadhog a DPS?
He's a tank.
Okay, I was about to say, Roadhog I used to play, but then it sort of fell out of favor. Like, you had to be skilled with
him. I mean, Roadhog has gone weird places because, like, they changed how his hook worked and, like, nerfed him a lot. And it didn't end up, like, people didn't end up playing him very well. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't as useful anymore. I like Roadhog, but not usually. He's another good off tank. I also like Ashe. Like, I'm not good with Ashe, but I like Ashe.
For me, that's Sombra. I like Sombra. I'm not good with Sombra, but I just like her.
Yeah, like, I like Sombra as well. And again, I'm also just not good with her. But again, Sombra is another character that is highly dependent on
that's
coordination.
True.
Like, you can EMP the entire group, but if your team isn't on top of it, it's
wasted. And, if you run off by yourself, you can easily get wasted if you don't have a team that's actually distracting and doing things efficiently when you're doing your sabotage.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, because the DPS, I like playing all of them, but they require skill. And that was my problem with DPSs.
Like
McCree? The idea of McCree.
Any can't play characters... Him. Yeah, like, I can't play as McCree. Any characters that require long distance good aim, I'm bad at.
Widowmaker,
like Ashe, who I like, but just she's like a half sniper. The characters I end up being good at are like Tracer, because Tracer is like right in the middle of everything, and you're like have to be close to people, or like Reaper, who's his shotguns. Like those characters as DPS, I can perform adequately as.
And for me, it's the opposite. I prefer the long range distance kind of thing, where I don't have to be in the fray because I can't think quickly. Again, I don't like turning around behind me. I like Widowmaker. I do like Hanzo because he's a ranged character. Who's the other ranged person I'm thinking of?
Soldier, maybe?
Soldier 76 is an average, that's just like I'm going to play a first-person shooter type guy.
Right.
And if I'm going to do that, I need a character who can heal myself because I can't depend on my team. It's that sort of a thing. The Dwarf.
Torbjorn?
Because again, I just set up stuff and then I can leave, or I can put something behind me and I take away my greatest fear in a first-person shooter.
Someone sneaking up on it.
Yes. Yeah. Tracer is so difficult because you have to know the 3-second
You have to
stuff,
be
the
moving all yeah, I can't around think about and it. Everything, yeah. I like Tracer because I like her zippiness and she is very skill-dependent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so real quick, we're just about at the end here, but I wanted to do a real quick random tangent. Mm-hmm. Last sort of maining thing that doesn't really go into gaming, but can, depending on the RPGs you're playing. Dungeons and Dragons. if you have to pick like a main class.
I do have one. I don't like it, but I have one.
So what, and like what you lean towards and in that sort of thing.
So there's my A, which I always play. And then there's a B, which I rarely get to play. My A is the Warlock.
You like the
attack
wizard?
I always play him to the point now that I kind of got tired of it. Because after a while, I've realized like the Warlock is just a lot of like, okay, I do the Hex Bolt or whatever it is, the same bolt over and over because I'm always going to shoot. But then you don't do anything else for a while. You kind of become that guy. And so you want to take support stuff and everything. But like in our campaign, I mostly ended up being, okay, I'm the mid-range shooter, pew, pew, pew guy. And it kind of sucked if it wasn't like D&D, like RPG heavy or such. If it becomes fight heavy, the Warlock kind of gets boring.
Right.
So that's my confession. My secondary, no, the other thing is like my favorite race kind of thing.
Oh, so you don't have a secondary class?
Like, I always want to play other stuff. I have played, like, but they've been, like, one-offs or two-offs. Like, I've played, I think, a Barbarian once. I played a Druids. So, like, young me would usually lean towards magic casters, but not wizards because they were too soft. So, Druids are usually my go-to in that. Or the Ranger when I was like, ooh, Lord of the Rings, everybody's Aragorn. I'm Aragorn. Like, but no, Warlocks are what I actually consistently play in D&D.
Cool. And might as well go ahead with the race since you're...
The race, Warforged.
You like the...
I love Warforged. Just, you can go so many places with, like... Yeah, I like the stoically mechanical because I like playing weird characters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make them really weird with how they interact with human beings and, like, other races with, like, logic and such. Yeah.
Cool. For me, I tend to go... The big campaign that I played as... the one that... the D&D campaign I actually spent the longest time playing in... I started off as, swashbuckler.
I was about to say, it wasn't a bard, but
it was a swashbuckler because that was like all sword related stuff and I love swords. And then I switched to a sword sage like halfway through, became like a magic sword caster. But like if I were to do it again, I probably wouldn't. Like I tend to go towards like the rogue thief type classes.
That's my least... Like, I've almost never... It's playing against my type and my nature, which makes me really want to play it next time.
Yeah. In a campaign that didn't get off the ground very much, that I wish I had been able to play more, I was playing as a... And this goes into, like, my race. I was playing as a lawful evil tiefling.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I... It wasn't a paladin, but it was like that sort of like knight type character. And that is completely different from everything I normally would like.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from tiefling. Like tiefling is probably my favorite. I was about
to say, that's probably my guess for your favorite race.
Yeah, that's my favorite race. But like playing like a naturally evil character who is like a big tough knight guy as opposed to like a short speedy character that I normally play as. Mm-hmm. And like lawful sort of evil thing. I was very interested in playing that. The other character, so like for a while I played like a very story-based D&D where we like had battles and stuff, but like stats and things like that wasn't very...
Yeah.
It was very loose on it. I played a thief who started out chaotic good, but he got enchanted throwing knives, so like they would always come back to him.
Uh-huh.
But they were chaotic evil. And so they were slowly turning me chaotic evil, like, 'cause that's what the property of the magic knives were. And so that was really fun for me to play as well, 'cause I was playing a thief character who was already like like moral.
So like that's the appeal of D&D to me, is actually I like not the fighting action as much, but like the little narrative based things, which is why like if I create a character, I realize I tend to play cowardly characters that are driven by like power or ambition. It's fun to play that and then put them into a conflict situation where they have to try to usually act good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like having a heroic arc in my mind of like, oh, this character, he'll be a hero someday, but not yet.
All right. Well, so this was a Main Street episode. You got to learn a little bit about me and Harvey Z and our tendencies in different games, what we pick. This is a kind of a get to know you episode, 30 episodes in.
Yeah, did we actually learn anything about ourselves other than we kind of liked aesthetics a lot as kids?
I mean, we did learn that, but I think we also already knew that.
Fair.
I mean,
now we could, they know it too.
Yeah, we could go back and analyze this, like listen to it and see what the common themes are. Or maybe you can tell us, do our work for us. We don't really have time to do it here, though. So maybe we'll get into it later.
And now this just really makes me want to play D&D.
I mean, I
heard that you're kind of getting the bug yourself.
Yeah, I kind of am. I'm way too busy right now.
If you need books and resources, references, anything to give you more, I'll give you a hit, man. I got it.
Okay, I appreciate that. But right now, current time of my life, I need to get other things prioritized first.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. But maybe, who knows, maybe one day we'll have a D&D podcast.
That's the dream, baby.
That's the dream. All right, where can they find you, Harvey Z?
At the Z is silent on Twitter.
You can find me at T-Main.
T-Main. Change your name to that.
I'm going to be T-Main. You can not confuse with T-Pain.
Yeah.
You can find me at T-Man plays games at Gmail. Okay, I'm
Gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay, forget everything. Let's start over.
We'll cut it
out.
You
can find me on Twitter at TManPlaysGames. You can find our podcast at MakeMeAPodcast on Twitter. You can email us at MakeMeAGamerPodcast@gmail.com. And you can find my writings at TManWrites.com. Huh. Okay, I got through it without saying main again.
All right. You could also send us questions about like other games I guess we could main.
Yeah, if there's something we forgot, like maybe we haven't played it as well. Yeah. I mean, like Toe Jam and Earl, there's kind of only two choices there.
And you know mine. Yeah.
I'm default Earl because I let you be Toe Jam, but yeah. I would probably choose Toe Jam if it was just me.
Fair.
The
new game has other characters, but yeah.
We have to play that
anyway.
More.
We should end it rather than keep talking about mains.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Oh, we've got to talk about Pokemon. That's actually the thing that I manage.
I mean, we've discussed this, though, before. Like, my conflicts about who I picked as a Pokemon.
All right, well, you know what? Since we're going to end on a cliffhanger here. Next week, I'm going to give you this assignment. Next week, you're coming back with your 6 Pokemon team.
Oh, I haven't said that already?
I don't know if we've actually gone over that or not.
Like my actual legit 6 or like if I could pick anything?
If I could pick any 6.
Can I put like a qualifier of the original 151 because I don't know the new ones?
No. If you want, like you don't have to. But
I'll just pick some random ones out there.
There's... I mean, you don't have to go through and like find new ones. But like I'm not going to pick from just the 151 for mine.
Okay.
Okay. So assignment, your 6 Pokemon team and also... If you're a gym leader, what type would you be? That'll be next time.
I can design my own gym.
I mean,
the theme and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not just what my Pokemon... Because, my minions better have some shit with them, too. Like, the people they have to play to get to me.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have some rules, buddy.
Okay, yeah.
The Harvey Z gym.
Yeah,
gym
next week, Harvey Z gym. You heard it here first.
Okay. How do I make money off of this?
That is what you went with?
Like, my minions have to, like, who are the money Pokemon? Because I need to make money as a gym. No?